Many reasons for hope. That's the lead headline on the front of today's Irish Independent, which notes that after more than 100 days in lockdown, the easing of restrictions will begin today with the return to school of all pupils for the first time since December, the extension of the travel limit and permission for two households to meet up in public outdoor places. The Irish Sun leads with the line, meanwhile, that now that Irish people have shown their mettle, the HSE must deliver on its vaccine promise. And indeed, the vaccine rollout generates the lead story in today's Irish Times and Irish Examiner. The Times reports that ministers are fearful that new restrictions on the use of AstraZeneca could slow things down. This will depend on the level of restrictions expected to be recommended by NIAC following last week's warning from the European Medicines Agency that extremely rare blood clots are a side effect of the drug. Several EU countries have limited its use to only older people, as the clots have affected younger people, while the UK has confined it to those aged over 30. The Examiner, meanwhile, leads with the line that people will not be able to choose which vaccine they want as around 14,000 doses of the single jab Johnson & Johnson vaccine arrived this week. We're told that much of this week's batch will be used in communities less likely to engage with the health system or to return for a second dose of other brands. It will first be rolled out to homeless people, members of the travelling and Roma community and those engaged with drug services. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail reports that senior managers and some staff who work from home from the Irish Wheelchair Association were offered vaccinations. In a statement, the IWA says that it has complied with HSE guidelines. An interview with Geoffrey Donaldson on RTÉ's This Week programme yesterday generates the lead story in the Irish News. Speaking about concerns surrounding street violence in Northern Ireland, the DUP MP criticised both the Irish and British governments and said that unionists in Northern Ireland are feeling betrayed. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph runs with the line that it could take 20 years for Northern Ireland to eradicate its housing list. 87% of this year's Leaving Cert students have opted to sit written exams in June in addition to receiving accredited grades. That story is carried on the front of today's Times and Examiner, which also report that 40% have chosen not to sit an Irish exam. And finally, there are lots of pictures of some of our sporting heroes and their family members in today's papers. The Examiner runs with a picture on its front page of Fintan McCarthy and Paul O'Donovan celebrating their doubles win at the European Rowing Championships in Italy yesterday. The Mail has a shot of Aintree Grand National winner Rachel Blackmore and her boyfriend Brian Hayes, who also competed in Saturday's race along with her housemate and friend Patrick Mullins, son of legendary trainer Willie Mullins, while the Times opts for a front page picture of Rachel's proud parents Emer and Charles, pictured with their dog Bobby at the family home in Tipperary yesterday.